know, National Weather Service Weather Radio. You are listening to KEC 77 in St. Joseph and KZZ 85 in Cameron.
The current time is 1:02 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
A fair amount of cloud cover overspread eastern Kansas and northwestern Missouri this morning as the upper-level storm system that brought over a foot of snow to portions of Colorado Monday moved east into western Nebraska. Ahead of this storm system, a band of showers had developed from north-central Kansas, arcing southeastward into southwest Missouri. Cloud cover helped to keep overnight lows from falling as far as in recent days, but the clouds also kept our temperature rise in check this morning. Late morning readings had only risen into the lower to middle 50s across the region. Watch for clouds to increase across central Missouri by afternoon, ahead of this upper-level low-pressure system. Some locations may see a brief period of rain showers as the bulk of this system passes to our north. However, only light amounts of rain are expected. The upcoming weekend looks dry with seasonal temperatures. The 7-day forecast for St. Joseph and the surrounding area. For this afternoon, a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, with a high in the lower 60s. East-southeast wind between 4 and 6 miles per hour. New rain amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. For tonight, a 40% chance of showers. Cloudy, with a low in the lower 50s. Southeast wind between 6 and 8 miles per hour. New rain amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. For Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, with a high in the middle 60s. Southeast wind 6 to 8 miles per hour becoming west. New rain amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. For Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, with a low in the upper 40s. West wind between 6 and 8 miles per hour. New rain amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. For Thursday, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 60s. Northwest wind between 6 and 9 miles per hour. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, with a low in the middle 40s. For Friday, mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 70s. For Friday night, mostly clear, with a low in the upper 40s. For Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 70s. For Saturday night, mostly clear, with a low in the upper 40s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 70s. For Sunday night, mostly clear, with a low in the upper 40s. And for Monday, partly cloudy, with a high near 70.
At noon at St. Joseph, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 60, and the relative humidity 72%. The wind was northeast at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.09 inches. At surrounding locations, rain was falling, with a temperature of 61 at Kansas City and 54 at Falls City. At Lamoni, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 60. West and north of St. Joseph at Lincoln, rain was falling, with a temperature of 55. At Omaha, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 63. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 61 at Manhattan and 60 at Topeka. At Des Moines, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 56. To the east of town, temperatures were around 60 degrees. It was cloudy at Kirksville, St. Louis, and Columbia. Once again, at noon at St. Joseph, skies were cloudy, with a temperature of 60. At 1 p.m. at St. Joseph, skies were partly sunny. The temperature was 62, and the relative humidity 72%. The wind was east at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.06 inches. At surrounding locations, it was partly sunny, and temperatures were in the lower to mid-60s. West and north of St. Joseph at Lincoln, rain was falling, with a temperature of 55. At Topeka, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 63. At Omaha, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 64. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 63 at Manhattan, and 57 at Des Moines. To the east of town, it was 64 at Chillicothe. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 58 at Kirksville, 63 at St. Louis, and 58 at Columbia. Once again, at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph, skies were partly sunny, with a temperature of 62.